Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again, joined by Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. Our special guest is with us, Richard Lentz, president of Seagate Products. And if you're just tuning in, you missed a very interesting first hour. Went over a whole bunch of stuff. We're going to go over a little bit more now. One of the things I mentioned briefly was the fact that Seagate had a couple of interesting products, one of which is an olive leaf nasal spray. And how did you get to the olive leaf nasal spray?
Well, we'd been processing the olive leaf extract since 1998, and it was working wonderfully on colds and flu and everything. We can't claim it because it was a supplement. So I wanted to take it to the next step where we can make it consumer-friendly and actually, you know, we were doing laboratory tests and in vitro tests, and we were finding that the stuff really is what it's touted to. It does kill bacteria, but we couldn't claim it because olive leaf extract's a supplement. So we decided to let's find a homeopathic application. And I found it wasn't in the U.S. pharmacopoeia, but I found different materia medicas in Europe that mentioned the use of olive leaf extract both for sinuses and also for throats. So and you're allowed to make it homeopathically if you can show a scientific,
sure.
We had to get a French translation of this materia medica. And so we produce this olive leaf extract at a 1/1000th concentration for the sinus cavities because sinuses are so easily irritated. But we did a lot of lab tests, and it was deadly on everything, bacteria, Pseudomonas, E. coli, Candida albicans, yeast, and mold, Aspergillus.
So even as a dilution, it was had the same effect as if it would be full strength?
Actually, the weird thing is the more dilute nasal spray worked quicker and was more dramatic than the throat spray, which had a 100 time higher concentration than the nasal spray. I mean, that works quickly too. It's a matter of a couple of minutes versus a couple of seconds. But
a little vindication for homeopathic remedies.
Yeah. So the product is called
olive leaf nasal spray.
Olive leaf nasal spray,
and it's a relatively inexpensive product. I understand.
Yeah, all these products the homeopathics are under $10 retail, and Wilner sells them for another discount on top of that. So it's very inexpensive, and there's over 300 applications per bottle.
Yeah. I think it has one of those. And it has one of those cute spray tops where you don't have to squeeze the bottle; you just squeeze down on the pump, you know, and it just goes.
Exactly. I use it before I go on an airplane. I just take it prophylactically because everybody's sneezing and coughing. And I, ever since I started using it.
Yeah, we're using it at my house. We're using it at home because my wife has a little bit of a sinus thing. And I brought it home and I said, here, and she loves it.
Can you say something? We talked during the break about some people are using this for allergies, which isn't in the literature. And there is a literature that shows antibiotic effect, but I understand that. But since it's going to be spring soon, and since the blossoms will come out.
I can't explain exactly why it's happening, but we've been selling this, selling it for 5 years. And in other parts of the country, be it in the desert where you have people that are getting the dry, dirty air that's blowing off of the desert, which supposedly contains a lot of fungal spores, or the very wet areas like in Mississippi, Louisiana, East Texas, where they have fungus growing on trees because it's so wet. people are having allergic reactions, and you tend not to run to the doctor when you feel like, I got an allergy going on, whether it's caused by a fungus or whether it's air from pollen from cutting your grass. This probably, it's working, but I don't understand why, whether it's just because it's acting like a nasal wash to open up the sinuses and help drain out some of the spores that are landing in there. But
yeah,
it's,
could be.
Yeah, it's cheap enough. You can try it.
Okay. Now, you also have a throat spray.
The throat spray, this one, actually, it will work on sore throats, and we're allowed to claim that. And just like we tested the olive leaf nasal spray, the throat, it worked dramatically. Last year we did 5 medical trade shows because we're trying to get these products introduced to the doctors and get them to recommend it so they go to the health food store instead of running to get an antibiotic.
Right.
And the interesting thing is that now that there's very few pediatric remedies on the market, and these products are very safe for little kids. So you can, we've had the wife, the mother, there was a little kid that got a hold of a bottle. She's a plant manager down in our plant in Baja, California. Took it, the throat spray. It tasted so good that he hid in the bathroom with the bottle and sprayed it 300 times and emptied it because he thought he was taking candy. And that's the danger, is it tastes so good and works so well that the kid's going to go, Mommy, I got a sore throat, and go running for the bottle.
It's good to know that it does have a good taste. Okay, let's say hello to John calling from his car in Philadelphia somewhere.
Hi, how are you?
Good, John.
I have a question about the shark cartilage regarding taking medications. Are there any warnings or contraindications if someone is taking medications? Because I do see a lot of warnings when patients are taking, like, blood thinners or other supplements, but I didn't know if there was any warnings on this.
We don't have any. We've been producing it now for 15 years, and I've yet to see a contraindication. I haven't heard, haven't gotten any feedback. And
Sam?
Well, there was something about perhaps heart patients who are taking, who have, you know, coronary.
Oh, blockages. I think they were afraid of the
anti-angiogenesis.
Right, they were afraid of
may prevent blood vessel growth.
Yeah. That was sort of a theoretical concern.
Right.
I don't think anybody ever proved it out.
Yeah.
But
if
they were blocking the growth of arterioles and tumors, might they block the growth of new blood vessels in the heart? And that
no, I think it was if somebody was had surgery.
Yeah. You know,
if someone was even any type of surgery, they were concerned a little bit about whether or not the angiogenesis, the anti-angiogenesis factor might be an issue.
Yeah, yeah, collateral circulation.
There's never any real experimental work on that. I think it was all a theoretical issue.
Oh, sure. Yeah. That's why they took the shark cartilage in the first place.
Yeah. When we did those tests on our shark cartilage and shark fin cartilage, we were actually injecting it right into the embryo rather than, you know, not feeding somebody.
Yeah.
And so, I always say err on the side of safety. If you're going to have a major medical surgery, then go off of it for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Other than that, John, I don't know of any contraindication.
If you're allergic, I guess. That's about it.
Could I ask a second question?
Sure.
Quickly. As far as, because I see a lot of concerns with the quality of products today because the FDA does not approve them. Does your company test or get tested independently as far as, like, what is in the product is in the product?
First of all, the FDA doesn't test anything.
I'm aware of that, yeah.
Okay. So the oversight that the FDA gives to supplements is not as tight as the oversight that the FDA gives to the drug companies, and rightly so. Because we're not dealing with these, medications where if you take two instead of one, you may have a serious problem. Okay? So with that in mind, what was your question again?
Well, I mean, I see there's a website called ConsumerLab.com that I frequently go on.
Sure.
And
I
see some products that fail.
Sure.
What they say is in the product, either whether it's impurities or whether it's the actual product itself. As far as, like, what is in it, like milligram to milligram. And I saw, like, some companies, like Solgar, for instance, which I use, I saw it fail because of the amount of product that was in it wasn't in it. And I was kind of concerned because I know Solgar, I've been taking it for a long time, and I never thought someone like that would fail.
Well, I don't think that was the issue of Solgar with that particular product. I think it was an issue of lead, really, and I didn't fail anything.
That's interesting, okay. Because Solgar, I guess, is owned by a major...
Not anymore.
They're now... They were owned by a major pharmaceutical company.
Yes,
so
yes.
Now
they were. Yeah, okay. By all means. You know, Consumer Lab has some benefit. They, you know, I never really liked them too much, personally, because of some of the policies that they carry out, the fact that they don't identify lot numbers when they do their test, the fact that they don't say what methods they use when they do their testing. So I never really like consumer, you know, they make themselves like the high and mighty, you know, when, you know, they don't own any laboratories. They're not lab people. They farm everything out. So I never really was too excited about Consumer Lab. Go ahead.
Yeah, John, I was going to say, as far as testing, that's it for us. It's a single ingredient product, so there's no other ingredients. But we're not buying our ingredients from anybody. So, you know, shark cartilage is shark cartilage because we caught the shark, we freeze dry the cartilage ourselves, and we put it in the capsule. So there's in our case, there's no question of secondary or third sources of raw materials because that's not happening. But and as far as testing, we were testing up through the late 1990s, all of our major competitors, and that's what got us into a federal lawsuit because we found a lot of our shark cartilage competitors were companies that were either, they were, none of them were processing it themselves, but some of them had fillers in the product and were putting out less than 50% of raw shark cartilage in their capsule and saying it was 100%.
Right. We ought to say that this company that we're talking about right here today, they do this themselves. There's nothing brought in from China. And as we saw, all the problems have been largely being folks that are unregulated, not by the FDA, but are in Asia. And the pharmaceutical companies have been hit just as badly, if not worse, than the health food industry.
Oh, yeah. Okay, John, thanks so much for the call. And we're going to pause for a short break. This portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by American Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the former vitamin C you have learned to trust. All American Health products available at Wilner Chemist, now at a 30% discount. Okay, our number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Sam Forbes.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll be back after these, our special guest, Richard Lentz. We'll be back after these messages.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
For healthy digestion anytime, anywhere, just say, pass the papaya. Papaya supplements from American Health are the delicious, nutritious, and perfect after-meal complement. If your stomach struggles with digestion and occasional gastrointestinal discomfort such as heartburn, gas, or bloating, American Health chewable papaya enzyme formulas are the natural choice. Recognized worldwide, these papaya formulas are derived from the tropical papaya melon, which contains the natural enzyme papain. Papain helps improve protein digestion and food absorption. Whether you choose original, super, or American Health chewable papaya with chlorophyll, count on great taste, 100% natural ingredients, and guaranteed purity, potency, and freshness. So, say, pass the papaya, please, and take a pass on occasional indigestion with American Health chewable papaya enzyme formulas. Available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Before we continue, I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we always have special sales in effect. Right now, we have American Health, Desert Essence, Natural, and Natural Factors. The full line's on sale at 30% off list. Health from the Sun is 35% off list, and Solgar full line is 25% off list. So pick up our latest product reference catalog. It's free. If you're not on our mailing list at Wilner Chemist, you should be. Just call 1-800-633-1106, option number 3, leave your name and address. Once again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can request a copy at our website, www.wilner.com.
And you can visit us at either one of our two stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park. It's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, which is near the corner of Murray Street, and that's right across from City Hall. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll start taking your calls in just a moment.
Are you one of the more than 50 million Americans that live with chronic pain? Jarrow Formulas Pain Relief is an herbal dietary supplement capsule that provides temporary relief for everyday aches and pains. Untreated pain can have a significant negative impact on both the pain sufferer and their family. Pain can diminish the ability to concentrate, perform at work, exercise, accomplish daily tasks, not to mention get a good night's sleep. Don't let pain send you in a downward spiral. Get pain relief from Jarrow Formulas. Pain Relief features decursinol, an analgesic and anti-inflammatory agent from an extract of Angelica gigas nacai, commonly known as Korean Angelica. Studies suggest that decursinol may be useful for the treatment and relief of minor pain. It also contains extracts from hops and turmeric. Jarrow Formulas is your source for superior science-based dietary supplements that you can trust. Jarrow products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. What is CoQ10? It's a fat-soluble enzyme cofactor naturally found in almost every cell in your body. CoQ10 has a role in cellular energy production and is an important antioxidant. In fact, this antioxidant function is now thought to perhaps be its most important function. This is where a new form of CoQ10, ubiquinol, comes into play. Conica has been making natural CoQ10, ubiquinone, for over 30 years. Now they have developed a new CoQ10, a reduced form called ubiquinol, that is much more powerful antioxidant and is more readily absorbed and distributed throughout the body. Ubiquinol is actually the active antioxidant form of CoQ10. As we age or suffer the effects of excessive oxidative stress, our body's ability to form its own CoQ10 and convert it to the active ubiquinol form is diminished. Conica calls this product Conica QH, and they supply it to other companies for use in supplements. It's currently available, for example, from Jarrow Formulas and Blue Bonnet Nutrition. Look for ubiquinol on your supplement label, the new high-potency form of CoQ10 from Conica.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. You know, Dr. Richard Podell, you know,
yes.
Wouldn't it be great if you could find a doctor who knew conventional and alternative medicine and you know, you could talk to him and you could, you know, do you know anyone like that?
Yeah. Let me tell you about my practice here. We do an integrative medicine practice, which means that we self-consciously try to look at both the alternative aspects, the holistic support for the body's natural healing systems, nutrition, herb, mind, body, and others, together with looking at the standard medical aspects. So I can't tell you how many people that I've seen who come in, let's say, for chronic fatigue, and they have sleep apnea, or they have a thyroid disorder that was too subtle to be detected, or they have an adrenal gland disorder, or they have some combination other than just the standard, say, viral chronic fatigue syndrome. So that what we try to do is make sure that the total medical workup has been done in conventional fashion, but also always be adding the holistic support for the body's natural healing system. So people who are interested, we are in Springfield and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone number is 973 area code 218-9191. That's 973-218-9191. On the web, it's Dr. Podell, drpodell.org.
Thank you, Dr. Podell. Before we get to the phones, I wanted to go over some of the olive leaf extract products that are available.
Okay, real quickly, because we've got nine. The following come from olive leaf extract. We have the olive leaf extract capsules, and then four homeopathics from olive leaf extract. Olive leaf nasal spray, olive leaf throat spray, earache remedy, and pediatric earache remedy. Then we do homeopathic topicals, which are Oliviate, which is a topical antifungal. There's a burn spray called Bye Bye Burns. Then there's a diaper rash spray, which is kind of a novel new product. They spray on homeopathic, all-natural, edible diaper rash spray, which works on contact. That's called Bye Bye Diaper Rash. And then we have an adult version of it called Stop Rash, which these are actually fighting against all of the zinc oxides, the desinins that are goopy creams. You know, in this day and age, why do you have to even touch a rash when you could spray it on with a natural oil? Those are nine, and there's a lot of science behind it. Real quickly, you know, when you hear companies that are out there right now fighting over my olive leaf is stronger than theirs, and they say, well, what's the percentage of oleuropein? Oleuropein just happens to be one of nine active ingredients in olive leaf extract and olive leaf olive oil. You can get these same chemicals out of the olive trees, bark, out of the roots, out of the leaves, everything in there. But
what about the fruit? I like the fruit.
You know, in fact, we produce an olive oil soft gel capsule because it's so good for you to take. You should be taking like 20 capsules a day, but don't, you know, reduce your intake of another fat or else you're going to be getting 20 grams of fat in there, but this is good for you. The reason, you know, just like when we were doing shark cartilage and we sampled other companies, when you really process it yourself, you know what's in the product, and you don't compete on the level of oleuropein, because most of the companies that are saying mine has 18% or 14% or 12%, we sample a lot of these companies, and they don't have the percentages that are said on the label. But the main point I'm trying to get across is it's not the percentage of oleuropein, because oleuropein by itself becomes inactive when you take it all by itself. You need the whole herb extract to get all these other ingredients, and that's why it's been so effective.
Okay, now we always like things that are as close to the natural thing as possible. You know, it makes sense. You know, so. Yeah.
No, if you start, you know, anything that says they're an extract that's trying to just separate oleuropein is using a chemical in order to do that.
Sure.
And we're using a water-based cold press extraction process where we use no chemicals whatsoever to do this, and using it's a whole herb extract. Just to give you an example, there's, besides oleuropein, there's maslenic acid, caffeic acid, verbascoside. The list goes on and on, but these companies don't even have any idea what's in there, because most of them don't even see the extract themselves. They're having it contract packaged for them, probably from raw material from China.
Yeah, and some people don't even know where the olive leaf, the olives come from, right?
Yeah, we had an argument. We have a minute. There was another company that I did a test on theirs. Oleuropein was. Oh, we're running out of time. I'll say.
Yeah. You know what? I gotta do some business. But when we come back, just tell that story because it's cute. Okay. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by American Health and Home Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust. This is Arnie Gitomer. We'll be back after these messages.
Is joint pain affecting the daily quality of your life? Does climbing stairs or putting on socks or just getting out of bed in the morning hurt? This is Len Smith, the CEO of BSP Pharma, the makers of FlexNow Joint Formula. Flex Now is a totally new, all-natural dietary supplement that has been clinically shown to help reduce joint-specific inflammation and cartilage deterioration, giving you complete relief from your joint pain. With just 3 soft gels taken together daily, we promise you complete relief, not partial relief, in 30 to 60 days or a complete refund. So what are you waiting for? Try Flex Now today and you have nothing to lose but your joint pain. And visit us at www.flexnow.us to learn more about this great new product.
Flex Now is available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. And now let's go to the traffic.
And right now, taking a look what's happening over in the five boroughs. Very busy for you on the Cross Island Parkway, northbound side of Northern Boulevard. We had an accident in the process of being cleared to remain slow up into the Whitestone Bridge. Southbound delays into Northern Boulevard, right on down to the Grand Central Parkway. Traveling on the BQE, southbound delays between the Kosciuszko Bridge and the Williamsburg Bridge. Again, into the Manhattan Bridge, northbound slow from the Gowanus right on up to the Brooklyn Bridge. Traveling across the 59th Street Bridge, upper deck, you're going nowhere. It's closed down for a movie shoot, and the lower deck is really snarled up as well. If you try the Midtown Tunnel as an alternate, that's a one-hour delay heading into Manhattan. You might want to take it on over to the Triborough Bridge into Manhattan. That's going to be your best bet. Whitestone Bridge into the Bronx, accident clear from the span, but things heavy. And over at your Hudson River crossings, Lincoln Tunnel into town, a 5-minute delay. GW Bridge, 30 minutes for the upper deck, 5 minutes downstairs, and it's 30 minutes at the Holland. This report is sponsored by Volvo Retailers. At the get-together with a Volvo Spring Sales event, you'll receive a free navigation unit when you purchase or lease an XC 90 SUV or S80 luxury sedan. Offer ends tomorrow. Volvo for life. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
What could be better than a green food supplement made from young green barley grass? The answer is a barley grass drink powder with an additional 57 synergistic nutrients, including super greens, vegetables, fruits, herbs, digestive enzymes, and probiotics. Sound too good to be true? Well, it's not. It's called Magma Plus. Developed by Dr. Hagawara, Magma Plus is just the thing to increase energy, promote good digestion, support detoxification, and enhance immune function. Magma Plus from Green Foods has it all. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and proteins from the healthiest antioxidant-rich whole food concentrates. With added herbs and probiotics, Magma Plus is the energy tonic you've been looking for, and it tastes great. Green Magma or Magma Plus from Green Foods. Available at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
Actually, the entire Green Foods line, including Magma Plus, is now on sale at 25% off list price.
Wouldn't it be great if there was a natural vitamin C just as Mother Nature intended? Well, Nature's Way has it. New, alive, organic vitamin C. This unique whole food complex comes from 4 of nature's richest fruit sources, acerola, goji, amla, and kiwi. New Alive Vitamin C is stomach gentle and easily absorbed. And best of all, Alive Organic Vitamin C has no synthesizing, no culturing, and no added ascorbic acid. Just pure, potent, 100% organic vitamin C. Alive is available in 2 convenient dosage forms. Vegetarian capsules providing 500 milligrams vitamin C per 4 caps, and a soluble powder ready to be added to water, juice, or your favorite beverage. So pick up the vitamin C endorsed by Mother Nature. Alive organic vitamin C from Nature's Way. Wilner Chemist carries all of the Alive supplements from Nature's Way. Discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Prodell, our special guest, Richard Lenz from Seagate Products. And before we get to the phones, you can tell us that story, Richard, about the olives.
Yeah, this is an indication of what we're up against. We've spent millions of dollars over, this is 20 years, building a plant, freeze dryers, grinders, and everything. And we're invested in the fishing boats and the farm, and you know the products that we make, we do it ourselves. And if there's something wrong with them, you know the buck stops here. We were the ones that did it. And we're up against companies, and this is one example. It's a, you know, known, I'm not going to name the brand, but it's one that we tested. And I happened to call the guy. He put on 18% oleuropein as the potency compared to the other products on the shelf of his olive leaf extract capsules. And it tested out to be like 4 or 5%, which really is the actual range that it should be. But you shouldn't be putting 18% on a label if it's really 4 or 5%. So yeah. I called him up. I said, well, I'm just curious. You know, your label is false because you got the wrong percentage on here, and here's a copy of the lab report. Did you ever do an analysis of your own product? And there was a question, do we do analyses of our own products? We do analyses of our competitors' products in order to be on top of who's doing what. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, I'm sorry. I said, well, you know, if you're putting out a brand and it says, you know, you're giving a guarantee to the consumer of a certain percentage, how come you don't test it yourself? You're just taking this as the gospel that this is, you know, the guy that sold it to you, that sold it to him, that sold it to him down the line is yeah. giving you the 100%. And he goes, well, no, I had a beer with him in his house, and he's the guy doing our bottling, so I believe he's buying the best sources of herbs for us. I said, well, tell me this. Where did it come from? Do you know what country? Is it from, because Greece and Italy and some countries in South America, Chile, produce olive leaf extract, and also the Chinese get it from who knows where and sell it to the United States. He goes, well, no, I'm not really sure about the country. I said, well, how about, you know, what continent was it? You know, Europe, South America, Antarctica, the yeah. Arctic? Where, you know, where are the olive leaves grown? And he goes, well, I'm not really sure. I said, well, how about hemisphere, north, south? You know, yeah. do you have, basically, I said, you have no idea where it's come from, because did you ever even see the barrel of olive leaf extract powder that you're putting in your capsule? And he said, yeah. well, no, I don't even know what color it's supposed to be. I said, right. well, that's unfortunate, but that's what we're up against in the industry.
Yeah. So. Oh, well. All right. Let's say hello to Steve calling from Brooklyn.
Hello.
Hi, Steve.
Yeah, hi. Some time ago I switched from carnosine to benfotiamine.
Yeah.
On the advice of a nutrition expert.
Okay.
He had some negative things to say about carnosine and said that he felt that the benfotiamine was as good an anti-glycation agent as carnosine. Could you give me your take on it?
I don't know how great a anti-glycation agent benfotiamine is. Carnosine's supposed to be pretty good that way.
Yes.
So I don't know. Benfotiamine does some things that carnosine isn't going to do. That's for sure. As far as peripheral neuropathy and help with diabetes,
advanced glycation. Why is that important, Arnie?
Well, because that's sort of what ties up things. It's the end product. It sort of ends the reaction. You know, if it becomes glycated, nothing can happen.
It's a protein that's kind of blocked. And diabetics tend to be the ones who suffer most from this type of activity.
Yeah, well, they do. Everybody does.
Right.
Everybody does. But
it's a kind of aging.
Yeah, it's an aging thing, and supposedly, you know, taking the carnosine will prevent some of that.
But benfotiamine looks like it might be
benfotiamine
a better agent for doing that.
I don't know. I mean, that does its own benefits, other benefits, right. which are important. Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks for the call,
yes,
Steve.
There's another question I have. I
sure.
wanted to take it. On the question of ubiquinol.
Yeah.
It can be taken only via the mouth, right? Not
right
sublingually
now. No, it needs to be swallowed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's fat soluble, so it needs to go to the places where they absorb fat. I guess water soluble things can come in through the mouth, through the cheeks, but not a fat soluble.
Uh-huh. And just one more quick one on the question of glutathione lozenges. How much can you expect to enter the bloodstream via under the tongue?
If it gets absorbed under the tongue, which I don't know it does,
they say
it would
it does.
Be good. Well, if somebody can, if somebody's making a good case about it, okay. I haven't seen one.
I've had some clinical experience, though, with it.
No, hey, there's no problem if it gets absorbed. What happens is sometimes people try to absorb things under their tongue, but what happens is you really wind up swallowing
right.
the saliva.
Right.
Yes.
It's not really getting absorbed under the tongue.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so. I try to keep the saliva in place.
Yeah, sure. As long as it's working that way, that's fine.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, yeah. By the way, benfotiamine is a good anti-glycation agent, as you said.
Uh-huh.
You know, so yeah. I don't know if it's any better or not as good as a carnosine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But they both will work.
How about the dosage of it? I'm only taking
anywhere 300 to 600 milligrams a day, although you probably could take more.
Uh-huh. Okay, but I'm taking a lot less. I should up it then.
No, yeah. I think it's 150 milligrams is the dose in what you can buy, so you want to take, you know, at least two or three of those.
A day.
Yep.
Yes, okay. That's very good. Thank you very much.
Okay, Steve. Thanks for calling. All right. What's next? Olga from Queens.
Yeah, hello, gentlemen. Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, I'm using one of the products I buy from you for my macular degeneration, which has 5,000 units of beta carotene, and then my vitamin formula has 7,650. I use a beta carotene and retinol acetate. Now, I'm wondering if I'm taking too much beta carotene because I may have a neck cancer, and I heard that neck cancers and lung cancers grow more if you take too much beta carotene.
I don't know about the.
And that would be 253% of the daily requirement.
Yeah, no, yeah, beta. Yeah, but beta carotene comes from beta carotene. Where does it come from? It comes from fruits, vegetables rather. Comes from carrots. Comes from kale. Comes from all of those things. So if you ate a few extra carrots a day, you'd be getting much more beta carotene than you're getting from the supplement.
Do you have any supplements that don't have too much beta carotene in them, or for the eyes, or vitamins?
Sure, of course.
Okay, well, I'll stop by your. They will be able to help me if I come to your 41st Street.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, gentlemen.
You're welcome. Okay, let's see. Joyce from Great Neck, Long Island.
Oh, good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to confirm something that I heard on last week's program as a result of a caller's question. And then when you ascertain that for me, I'd like to proceed with a question on it. And it's about alpha-lipoic acid depleting your ability to absorb or depleting your intake of biotin. And does chromium do the same thing, affect biotin? That's the first question.
Okay. Number one, I don't think chromium does the same thing.
Okay, because I think that was mentioned either by the caller or by someone on the panel.
It's possible that it was the caller.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't us. Okay. We did talk about biotin and lipoic acid.
Right.
Okay, so now biotin, and in fact, some companies are now adding biotin to their alpha lipoic in order to counteract that side effect. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, how much biotin should one take, let's say, if you're trying to encourage hair growth?
If biotin will work for hair growth if you're deficient in it. If you're not necessarily deficient in it, you know, you may be just getting extra biotin that may not be doing anything much for your hair growth. But people who want to do that, you probably should take at least 5 milligrams of biotin. 5,000 micrograms is 5 milligrams.
Made in many different strengths. That's like the top one. All right, and my other question about the bees and alpha lipoic. Dr. Bernard Bergson, who seems to be taking credit for introducing alpha lipoic to the U.S. because it's so widely used in Germany, was a guest on Dr. Hoffman's program about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that alpha lipoic, you have to be careful not to take it anywhere near the entire B complex, not just biotin. Do you have any information on that?
No. No, but if he's as well known and... you know,
yeah,
then maybe he's right.
He's at the University of Colorado, and I think, right, and he made that statement. And ever since then, I've been making sure that I don't take it anywhere near the B complex. But I just wanted to know if you had any additional info or research on that.
I don't.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Okay. Thanks for that call, Joyce. Okay. 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We love hearing from you. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Sam Forbes.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Mariel Hemingway, actress and author of Healthy Living from the Inside Out.
And I'm Dr. Steven Rosenblatt, medical doctor, author, weight loss expert, and former director of complementary medicine at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center.
We want you to try a life-changing new product called Healthy Curb. It's made entirely from food and helps curb your appetite while it reprograms your eating habits.
Healthy Curb lowers your blood sugar, reduces hunger hormones, repairs and rebuilds cells so you've got more natural energy and vitality. It's the combination of two revolutionary technologies that make this product so effective, and because of its proprietary formula, it's the only product in the field of its kind. My patients are losing an average of 12 to 16 pounds a month effortlessly with Healthy Curb, and you can too.
If you're ready to lose weight, Healthy Curb helps do the work for you. My friends Arnie and Don have made Healthy Curb available at all Wilner Chemist stores. Visit them today.
Hey, Barbara, so what's the matter?
Martha, I am sick. My sinuses are infected. Could be a cold, the flu, allergies, I don't know. I feel awful.
Barbara, have you heard? Seagate has this wonderful, all-natural, homeopathic olive leaf nasal spray. It works on everything. It'll clear you right up.
Do I need a prescription?
Nope. It's all natural, but boy, is it strong. It is laboratory-tested, doctor-recommended, and none of the side effects of prescription drugs. In fact, the only side effect is getting better.
Martha, can I use it as a preventative?
Of course. Take it everywhere, especially on planes. You should see some of the germs I've sat next to.
I bet it costs a lot of money.
Wrong again. It's under $10, and there are hundreds of sprays in a bottle. Seagate Olive Leaf Nasal Spray is even safe for kids.
To receive copies of their independent lab results, call 1-888-505-4283. Seagate's Olive Leaf Nasal Spray can be found at Wilner Chemists and other fine stores.
Well, it's that time again, the cold and flu season. What can we do to reduce our chances of getting sick? And if we do, are there supplements that are specific to treating the common cold? Metagenics has the products you're looking for. ImmuCor provides the kind of immune support that will help your body fight off colds and flu. That's ImmuCor, I-M-M-U-C-O-R-E, from Metagenics. It contains ultra-potent C, zinc, selenium, linoleic acid, and a powerful blend of immune-enhancing mushroom extracts. More specific for upper respiratory infections is the Metagenics product Andrographis Plus. Andrographis is traditionally used throughout Asia for symptoms of upper respiratory tract infections, influenza, fever, and sore throat. Prepare for the cold and flu season with these two products from Metagenics, ImmuCor and Andrographis Plus. The full Metagenics line is available from Wilner Chemist in cooperation with your healthcare professional.
Come to my window. Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Richard Lenz.
I particularly enjoyed that last commercial. You know, I thought your wife sounded dope.
Wasn't his aunt.
She sounded pretty good.
I can only get away with that from growing up in Brooklyn. If I were from any other part of the country, they'd be shooting arrows at me.
Why is that? Okay, next we have Joe from Franklin Square, Long Island. Hello,
hello.
Joe.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, I grew up in Brooklyn, too.
The best people came from Brooklyn.
That's Who didn't?
Right.
Quick question. I have joint problems. My knees, you know, I was a candidate for two new knees, but I tried prolotherapy, and I'm doing some Deflex now. And I'm wondering, every time I tried glucosamine sulfate and chondroitin, I got a stomach upset. It seemed to bother my stomach. And I tried a form of shark cartilage, and that seemed to bother my stomach. I came to the conclusion it might be the molecule of the chondroitin that's hard to digest or something. I'm just wondering if this form of cartilage that your guest is talking about might be a little better for me. If it's worth a shot trying.
Well, very quickly, the chondroitin sulfate that was probably 90% of what was distributed in the U.S. was hydrolyzed pig skins from China, where they break down the pig skins at a pH of 4, which is a very acidic solution, boiling it for 30 minutes. We were able to duplicate that in our plant, and we could have converted shark cartilage into chondroitin, but decided that it was much better on your digestive system to allow your own body to break down the shark cartilage into chondroitin sulfate and further break it down into the components rather than having it boiled in an acid solution, because you don't have to have that kind of acid. You know, what happens with these guys in China is they bring it down to a low pH, but they have to bring it back up to a 7.0, which is neutral. And the way they do that is basically using a chemical that's similar to Drano to neutralize that low acid. So I'd rather let your stomach do it naturally, and we freeze dry it. We don't do any kind of fancy chemical applications to it.
Yeah, just test out with maybe one capsule, Joe, and see how that feels. And if it doesn't bother you, increase it to a good therapeutic dose.
Yeah, that ought to help. That. Well, I have half of my cartilage in each knee is shot. I got one good cartilage, and the other side is bad. So, does this actually? You think this actually can help rebuild cartilage?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I have gotten some relief from your other products, the Flex Now.
Okay.
Good. Wonderful.
Good. Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, Joe. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Oh, by the way, I'm a good customer of Wilma's.
Well, then you can call again.
I'll stop by tomorrow.
Okay.
See you tomorrow, Joe.
Okay. Next, we have Terry from Dumont, New Jersey.
Hi, Arnie. I'm a good customer of yours, too.
Oh, you could call again, too.
Thank you. My hair is weak and it breaks off, and I used BioSil for a whole year, but it didn't help. So someone was telling me about choline, vitamin B1, biotin. What would be good for the hair?
Well, protein. You got to make sure you have enough protein in your diet. Take a multivitamin with plenty of zinc like that.
I take Wilvite.
Yeah, okay. MSM might be something you could try.
But you don't think choline or biotin would help?
Biotin, as I said earlier, will help if you're deficient in it. And I guess you're not going to know if you're deficient in it.
No, because it's in the – I looked at the Wilvite. It's in there.
Yeah, it shouldn't be. Some people swear by biotin. But they have you're getting the choline that you need. I don't think that's going to be a deciding factor there.
What about vitamin B1?
I don't think that's going to be a deciding factor either.
So you think MSM, is that on sale? Which product is on sale today? Which company has MSM?
Well, Natural has an MSM. Thing is, you can also get a pretty good price with Jarrow.
Call tomorrow then.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Next we have, let's talk to Teresa from Medford, Long Island. That should be fun. Hi, Teresa.
Hi. Nice to talk to you guys. I listen to you every Sunday afternoon. My question is similar to the gentleman who called about the shark cartilage. Now, there was a lot of hype when it first came out about the shark cartilage because I have severe. I'm a 70-year-old female, and I have severe osteoarthritis in both knees, bone on bone, and they want to do a replacement. I just don't want to do it. But the hype that came out said that the shark cartilage didn't really work. Was that a wrong information or is it changed?
I never really heard that it didn't work. I think it just got, like the glucosamine products may have just overtook in terms of marketing. But I don't think there was ever a doubt that the shark cartilage products didn't work for them.
What do you have to say about that, Richard?
Well, I think what went on when chondroitin and glucosamine came out in the late 90s, a lot of the shark cartilage brands started. That was at the height of proliferation. There was 100 brands on the market, and there weren't 100 brands that were processing shark cartilage.
Right.
And what we tested, we were testing 15 of the major brands. Most of the major brands had their product cut with fillers. So our point is real shark cartilage has the only chance of helping. Stuff that has calcium carbonate or magnesium stearate, or you name what white powder can look like shark cartilage and fill a capsule and substitute for it, doesn't have a chance of working. And we've got to also be careful. We're not going to tell you that it's going to work for arthritis, but we can refer you to the research by the Dr. Salvatore Albani at UCSD Medical School, which does show that it does have a chance, and that was research that we got involved with. So, you know, you got to first start with a real product in order to have a real chance of working.
So do you think, in my case, it might help? I'm a 70-year-old female.
Well, I think you should say you're a 70-year young female if you can get rid of the joint pain, and I have bone on bone, and I'm running on that, and I have no pain at all, and I've been taking the shark cartilage since we started processing it. I wouldn't advise running on a joint if it's got pain, but you know, if you try the shark cartilage, usually if it's going to work, it's going to be pretty quick. It's subtle, but, you know, 14 to 21 days, if at the end of 21 days of taking three capsules three times a day, you don't see any relief, then it's not going to work for you.
And what's the dosage in each capsule, so I know?
Ours is 650 milligrams, and we can't fit any more in a large capsule because the real freeze-dried product is very fluffy and light, and you can't get 750 milligrams into it.
Because I've been taking the glucosamine for years and years and it's done nothing for me.
Well, usually with a product like that, if you're taking it for a couple of weeks or a month and it's not going to work, then just drop it. You shouldn't be wasting money on it.
So I can get it through the Twin Labs, your product, the Seagate product?
No, you get it from Wilner's.
Wilner's, right.
1-800-633-1106.
1-800-633-1106.
What you want is shark cartilage from Seagate.
Okay. Thank you so much, gentlemen. You're wonderful. I listen to you all the time.
Thank you, Teresa. You can call again, too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now, how about a word from Solgar?
When it comes to your health, there should be no compromise. Only the best will do. Are you taking the best? For 60 years, Solgar Vitamin and Herb has been innovating and producing fine-quality nutritional supplements. Now, the company that set the gold standard for the natural products industry is introducing their next generation of supplements, Solgar Platinum Edition NutriNano Nanotechnology Products. Formulated with patent-protected and award-winning technology, Solgar's Platinum Edition NutriNano CoQ10 is 3.1 times more bioavailable than traditional CoQ10 powder and 2 times more bioavailable than oil-based CoQ10, and it's available in a convenient dosage of 1 soft gel daily. Faster and better absorption equals superior efficacy. You deserve the best. Trust the company that's been delivering the best for 60 years, Solgar. Visit Wilner Chemist and introduce yourself to Solgar NutriNano CoQ10 today.
All right, and now let's talk to Rose from Warwick, New York.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Well, I just got some information from the lady that just called.
Oh,
you.
Good.
But I have terrible pain in my finger joints constantly, and they're enlarged, and the fingers are distorted. I'm taking flaxseed oil, I'm taking fish oil, I'm taking MSM. Nothing seems to help.
Yeah, it sounds like you probably have what they call rheumatoid arthritis. That's a possibility.
Wait, what did the doctors say? They call it osteoarthritis or rheumatoid?
Well, I got osteoporosis, I got osteopenol in different parts of my body. I don't know if they call this just arthritis or what they call it.
Yeah, you could try the shark cartilage. I don't know how, you know, it's a possibility.
We've had experience with some of the your knuckles look really gnarly and you can't really open up your hands. It looks, your fingers start looking like claws rather than a hand.
And when it's cold, it's terrible. The pain is constant.
No, some of the most dramatic experiences, you know, when it's occasional pain, it's very hard to tell whether it's working, but when you have constant every day, all night pain, it's very dramatic.
Okay, so you should use, if you're going to use the shark cartilage, it should be 3 capsules 3 times a day. Okay, try that for a month, and if it goes, great, and if not, well, we tried.
The Seagate shark cartilage.
Okay, Rose, thanks for that call. All right, well, we're coming to the end of this episode in the ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. Richard, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks. It's been a pleasure, and I appreciate it because, you know, you guys do your homework and select the brands that really you believe are the best, so thanks for having me.
Well, that's right. Thank you for saying that. I love that. I love that. It gives me all that. Okay.
Goosebumps.
Seagate makes a whole bunch of great products, from shark cartilage to olive leaf extracts and capsules and the nasal spray, the olive leaf nasal spray and eardrops. So I've had good results with the nasal spray. Okay, we're going to be back next week, 2 o'clock on the Wilner Window. Have a good week, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the